Welcome to Mass Effect Advanced Nightbane Chronicles. This is an audio read of a fanfic based off of the Mass Effect game and the amazing Mass Effect tabletop RPG podcast known as Advanced. Characters, places, and the stories are built in the world of Mass Effect and the tabletop RPG Advanced Progress. Spoilers will be revealed for both the Mass Effect games as well as a podcast currently airing once a month. Be sure to follow the Advanced crew as they journey through the Milky Way galaxy and beyond on your favorite podcast platform. Like and rate this audio read, as well as the Advanced tabletop RPG this fanfic is based off of. This audio read is a product of JATF Productions. Warning, please be advised that this audiobook has music and sound effects throughout each episode. Thank you and enjoy.
This is Grex, recalling the moment we decided our new tactic for dealing with Cerberus and the Genesis Collective. Stay tuned for a hidden scene. You don't want to miss it. The mission was easy, a little too easy. For me especially, since I stayed aboard the ship. Once we landed in the hangar, we were greeted with open arms. Kane took point and informed them that Cerberus wasn't far behind. They hurried and allowed us access to pretty much everything. Since the team leaves the comms open for me to hear them, also as a recording file to go over our missions later on, I pretty much heard everything. Some scientists didn't agree with allowing us that much access. Then again, we didn't really ask and just did it. There wasn't a lot of time to talk and debate on what actions to take. Lupius quickly jammed their systems, then did a facility-wide blackout. From there, things got bloody. By the time Cerberus showed up, all they had to do was pack up and leave. As they talked with Kane, the rest of our team headed back to our ship. We waited in the war room, but I can see the entire team wasn't happy, including me. From the information we gathered, the projects they were working on had a lot of firepower. Knowing this, we simply just gave it over to Cerberus. Finally, Kane entered the room and shut down as the room fell silent. I quickly noticed Kane's armor had more blood on it than usual. In fact, I can guarantee he didn't have that much blood on him before Cerberus arrived. No prisoners, I take it. I started off. Kane just shook his head and sighed.
There are a few. Obviously, Cerberus wants the same minds that built this stuff working for them. Those that refuse to cooperate stop breathing.
Kane replied. It seemed that he didn't like what just came out of his mouth. Maybe Viper was starting to get to him.
Something is bothering you, Kane. Speak your mind.
Viper demanded. Kane took a moment, then brought up his Omni-tool and showed us a message.
I have a mission briefing from Rasa. However, it doesn't smell like Cerberus. I mentioned the mission in front of the Cerberus group here, and they didn't know anything about it. For obvious reasons, I didn't say who it was from. They just assumed Hannah was the one that issued it. They passed it off as favoritism. Apparently, Hannah has a thing for me.
Kane paused as he closed the message and stared at the floor.
I see. That is a bit disturbing. Hannah needs to redefine her taste in men, I would think.
We all smirked, except for Viper who hid underneath her helmet. Still.
Indeed! This is troubling news, Kane. We can't operate under three factions. It appears that Cerberus no longer has control over Rasa. Yet, she is trying to use Cerberus to her advantage. On the other hand, the Janus Collective has given us a shot here to do well and possibly join their fold. We all have reasons to leave this galaxy behind. We all want the same thing. Having said that, we all need to be in agreement here. By show of hands, who believes we need to stop serving Cerberus and focus on the collective?
As she finally finished talking, her hand instantly went up. Oddly enough, I was the second one to raise my hand. Kane and Lupius hesitated as they thought about this. Kane was staring at the floor while Lupius was fixed on Kane. Was the Turian waiting for the human to go first?
What if we use Cerberus to help the Collective? I mean, as much as I hate these missions, there could be something to gain from them.
Kane started to shake his head upon hearing Lupius. He paused and thought about his own words before he said them.
Cerberus would only be stealing from the Janus Collective. There wouldn't be much to gain if we continued down that route. I agree with this notion on ditching Cerberus. It's safer, and it plays into our overall objective. So, count me in.
Kane raised his hand and stared at Lupius, waiting for him to do the same.
No, I won't agree with this until we have a way out. Cerberus isn't a group you leave behind without repercussions. They'll hunt us down and terminate us because we know too much. Unless we have a sure way out, we need to stick with Cerberus, for however long that may be.
I nodded my head to agree with this. The Turian was right. Cerberus is ruthless and won't forgive abandonment. Well, does anyone have any ideas? I asked, to which the room remained silent as we all fixed our attention on Kane.
Rasa! We use Rasa to ensure our freedom from Cerberus. If she wants your help, then she needs to be upfront and honest with you. Make a deal with her. We'll get what she wants if she hides us from Cerberus. Apparently, she has been dodging them this whole time. Until she agrees to this, we'll have to stick it out, like Lupius said. Are we all in agreement with this?
We all nodded our heads to confirm that we were on the same page. Before anyone can say anything else, Kane's Omnitool starts to ping, as if he was receiving a hollow call. He stroked a few keys and paused, and he blinked a few times.
It's Hannibal. He has an update on his progress.
With that said, he displays the feed in front of everyone.
I couldn't save the equipment, so destruction was the only option.
He started off. It looked like he took a beating. From who is the answer we're all waiting for?
What happened?
Kane asked, with a bit of aggression in his voice. Was he upset that Hannibal was hurt? Or the fact that he pretty much bombed the mission? Hannibal took a few breaths before talking again.
Niggins was here. Apparently he is aiding the Janus Collective. He has a team and—
Who hurt you?
Kane suddenly shouts as he stood up and glared into Hannibal's holographic eyes. There was a pause as anger swept over the Cerberus agent.
Jaizera. She is part of this team.
Kane's eyes widened with such an intense look. Suddenly, it hit him as his eyes shifted rapidly from side to side. All of us stared slowly and stood up as Hannibal played a portion he recorded of their fight. At one point, we saw Jaizera. At another point, we saw Solarian. And then evidently, Niggins. There was a female Turian with Jaizera before she pursued Hannibal into the facility. Well, I'll be damned, I uttered as we all recognized this team Niggins was commanding. It's the hot Turian from the Janus Station Lupius wants to breathe with, I added, to which no one laughed, but the joke was still solid 10 in my mind.
Indeed. This ragtag group gave you that much trouble?
Viper stated, to which Hannibal ignored her and kept his attention on Kane.
Jaizera is a problem.
Hell, Niggins is a problem, but he isn't our problem.
Actually, they are your problem.
Hannibal retorted as he stopped displaying the footage. He then brought up an image of a settlement with an icon over it that read Janus Agent.
Because of my failure, I was told to make contact with you for our next mission. We are tasked with a capture mission. We need to collect a Janus agent by the name of Anna. She is currently in New Riverton. I'm close to the settlement, so I'll regroup with more forces and wait for your arrival.
Kane simply nodded his head and closed the holocall
as he sighed. Just as she was about to speak, Viper's Omnitool goes off, indicating that she got a message. She opened the message and started reading it. We waited in suspense as she continued to read this lengthy message. After a few moments, she closed it and shut back down.
Apparently, we're splitting up. The Janus Collective just sent me details of a mission they want us to perform.
She started off as we too shut back down.
Since we haven't abandoned service at the moment, we'll need to tackle both tasks and keep both sides content for now. In the midst of all this, Kane, you need to get in contact with Rasa and reply to her message. Agree to whatever she is asking for, but let her know that you are aware of her abandonment from Cerberus. Inform her that we want to leave Cerberus as well, and that helping us evade them is the only way you'll help her.
She looked between the three of us and paused before she asked one final question.
Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah. Who is going with who? I asked. To which Lupius nodded his head as if asking the same thing.
Kane is going alone with Hannibal. Our Janus Collective mission is on Sicario Station. We have three objectives to deal with. One of them is an assassination of a Cerberus operative and their buyer, who is affiliated with a local gang called Emerald Phoenix. They are trading goods, and we're tasked to stop that trade. The goods are the property of Janus Collective, that Cerberus got their hands on. So recovering those is a bonus. Why this lone operative is making deals with local gangs isn't known nor important.
On it. I'll see to this mission.
Lupius stated, once again, doing their mind-sharing thing, as it seemed like he knew he was going to be selected for this mission.
The second is to gather intel on their resort. More specifically, their casino. The Janus Collective wants to establish a similar system aboard their vessels to bring with them. Another R&R project for the current workers to relieve their stress.
Viper paused as she fixed her attention on me. I couldn't help but swallow hard with all eyes fixed on me.
Lastly, there is a renowned pilot the Collective wishes to recruit. They are Turian, a very drunk and ex-military Turian. Apparently, they haven't been the same since the Relay 314 incident.
Great. I get the old drunk who got choked up by a bunch of humans. No offense, Kane, I commented. To which Kane just shrugged, indicating that he really wasn't bothered by my words.
His entire family died during that event. I know exactly who you were speaking of. His two sons and daughter were killed during that incident. His wife ended her own life after we called the cease to desist order against the humans. All her hard work for revenge was for nothing. So she ended her life. He compiled a small band of Turians to continue to fight with him, but nothing came of it. The band broke up and he continued to bounce around here and there. His name is Lucas Nemiso.
After Lupius debriefed us on the Turian, I kind of felt bad. However, my annoyance of my objective got the better of me. Like I said, an old drunk who can pilot things. Got it. We all looked back to Viper as she finished up the meeting.
Kane, inform Hannah that you'll be meeting Hannibal halfway. This ship has a shuttle you can use to board Hannibal's ship. Everyone else, prepare for other missions.
She told us and started to remove her helmet as we got up to leave. As I made my way to the cockpit, I heard footsteps following behind me. I stopped and turned around to see Lupius was following. I let out a questioning grunt and locked eyes with him.
Let's talk in private,
the Turian demanded as he gestured to the pilot seat. I waited for a moment as I surveyed the look on his face. Even though Turians are good at hiding expressions, I could see something was bothering him. I continued forward and eventually took my seat and locked the cockpit door behind him. You look worried. Spit it out already. I told him as I prepared the ship for takeoff.
His name is Volk.
I stopped for a second as the name echoed within me. I remained silent as I continued to set our course to leave.
He is under Commander Miggins. However, he is serving under the Janus Collective for a different reason.
Once again, he paused as he started typing on his Omnitool. Soon, a hologram of a female Krogan appeared within my view.
He has a daughter, Grex. The Janus Collective recruited her for this mission. This overall objective of leaving the galaxy.
I sighed and stared intently at the image before me. It soon vanished, which allowed me to continue my pre-flight check. We all have our reasons for doing what we do. I commented to kill the silence. Why bring this up? I added, to his Lupius remained silent. I turned my chair around to look at him, and his eyes began to glow a bionic color. Whatever he was about to say seemed to piss him off. A great deal, I might add.
Kane was the one who found her. Apparently, Voke had a run-in with Cerberus before. You know Cerberus. They never forget. They never forgive. Their intel is weak, but they are trying to see if Voke and his daughter are with the Collective.
Lupius! I stood up in rage and slammed him against the cockpit doors as I growled with the hate burning in my chest. If you tell me that Kane is going after
you! No!
He paused for a second as he noticed he raised his voice. It also changed, which was off-putting since he sounded like a Geth speaking. He didn't fight my hold on him as he didn't want to piss me off even more. He calmed down as his eyes stopped glowing and he cleared his throat before he spoke again.
No. Kane intercepted the mission and killed the Cerberus operative that was supposed to be handling it. He is resuming the investigation, or rather, not resuming it, as he is keeping Cerberus at bay from knowing more. Without any of us knowing, he has been keeping this a secret.
Upon hearing this, my mind just became more confused. I gently let Lupius go as I slowly returned to my chair. How do you know all this? If Kane has been keeping it hidden.
Come on, Grex. It's my job to know everything.
He boasted with a smug Turian smirk.
Regardless, Kane is on it. Voke and his daughter are safe for now. I just thought I'd let you know. By the looks of it, we might have to face Miggins and his ragtag group in the near future. If we're on opposite sides, keep that in mind as you knock heads with Voke. I know you Krogans like to test each other's merits.
Ha ha ha! Ha 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 ha! I chuckled a bit as I nodded my head to agree. I motioned to comment on his last words, but fell silent as Lupius wasn't there anymore. I checked to see if the cockpit door was still locked, and it was. I smirked as I unlocked the door and finished a pre-flight check to finally take off. Thanks, Kane. We owe you one.
Nightbane Chronicles Character Trivia Time. Venom, who's the leader of this pirate group called Nightbane, is actually Viper in one of Grex's old Krogan suits. He gave it to her when she joined the Blue Sun to make it easy for her to climb the ranks. Viper has modified the suit to the point where Grex feels uncomfortable wearing it. So in reality, if anyone sees Venom, it is not Grex, but Viper portraying to be Venom.
And now, enjoy the after credits hidden episode.
Hidden scene. Relan is dead. This took place before the mission on New Riverton with Hannibal. It was going to be a long flight before I reach Hannibal. I inspected my gear several times and made sure the coordinates was right. Not that I doubted Grex, but I was simply bored. I needed something to do. After cleaning and reattaching my Cerberus armor, I sat down with my helmet on my lap. I closed my eyes and started to drift off. At least, I thought I was sailing into the dreamland. I kept hearing a female voice call my name. Having said that, she was saying the wrong one.
Stark!
Who goes there? I jumped a bit as I looked around. For some reason, I didn't notice an odd hologram floating in front of my face until I frantically looked around for potential threat. This translucent pyramid in front of me made me question my sanity.
Finally, you are awake.
It spoke as the bars vibrated with each word. I was baffled by this discovery. An AI was talking to me? But from where did it come from? And why was it here?
We have much to discuss, Raylan Stark.
I narrowed my eyes as a slow rage started to build within me. You must have me confused with someone else. My name is...
Kane Labs, Project Code 302459 Beta. The adaptation of Project Shadow. Cerberus Shadow Unit 10. From the Beta Batch.
I blinked a few times as that was way more information about me than I even knew. Adaptation? What the hell does that even mean? I've never heard of Project Shadow.
Your questions will be answered once you agree to the terms I will present you with. Failing to comply with these terms may result in a negative reaction on my behalf.
Wait, did you just threaten me?
The likelihood of you reaching Hannibal safely is at 95%. I can alter that outcome and bring your chances down to 5%.
Right. You're threatening me. But why? I haven't done anything to you, whoever you are.
I am the ship's AI. My name is Janna. Janna's Integrated Navigational Artificial Intelligence. Your cybernetic modifications are the reason for my hostility. You are upgraded using Geth technology. This technology has the Heretic's code imprinted within them. At the moment, they are suppressed. However, at any moment, they can be activated. This will result in the Heretic's full control of your being.
Well, if that's the case, why haven't they done it already? I'm pretty sure this isn't out of the norm for Cerberus. They do love their puppets.
Cerberus is unaware of the Heretic's integration within their program. They believe they are in full control of these improved cybernetics. Cerberus is simply providing more forces for the Heretics to use when their gods reach our galaxy.
Their gods? Who are these gods the Geth worship?
The Reapers.
The Reapers? Like, the myth? The rumor that has been buzzing around the galaxy? I thought we killed the Reapers when we defeated that ship that attacked the Citadel.
That was just one Reaper. There are many Reapers on their way to this galaxy as we speak. Once they arrive, they will most likely establish a connection with any program or tech that has the Heretic's coding imprinted on it. Once again, you are a threat to the Janus Collective, unless you conform to our liberation program.
I see. I guess I will accept this offer. Does it happen now?
No. Once your team has completed their task for the Janus Collective, they will report to another vessel called the Legionnaire. Once you and your team arrive, you will be instructed on where to go.
Copy. Well, that won't be for a long while, so what happens until then?
Nothing. You carry on as if I do not exist. I relayed the same information to Lupius. He also agreed to these terms and will remain silent about my presence.
Well, Janna, until we meet again on the Legionnaire, it was a pleasure meeting you.
It was a pleasure, Raylan Stark.
Please, don't call me that. That person died several years ago.
And yet, he's sitting right in front of me. Why do you deny your past? I have records of your achievements within the Alliance if you need proof that...
No, I don't need proof that I was in the Alliance. I know who I am, and I know who I was. Please, just call me Kane.
I see. There is another name you were given after your time with the Alliance ended. Tassi Geth, or by the ones you've hunted, Red Blood Geth.
Red Blood Geth was mostly human-given name. The other species came up with Tassi Geth. More so the Quarians and Turians, since I was mostly hunting humans.
They were corrupt Alliance members, a noble act presumed by many. However, that changed. Why did your focus waver?
The more I dug into the Alliance to clean it up, the more I lost sight of my purpose. Cerberus doesn't hide who they are, but the Alliance does. With the help from Cerberus, the intel I gathered from their channels, My bloodlust was never content.
Your last sighting was several months ago. The red blood Geth hasn't been seen since. I could only presume something has prevented you from continuing. Was it your last kill?
This is a topic for another time. Besides, it seems the Janus Collective will be occupying most of my time, along with Cerberus, so I won't be hunting for a while.
Very well. I would like to revisit this conversation at a later time. Until then...
Wait. I just thought of something. You know where I'm heading. I'm assuming you know what I plan on doing and whom I'm about to meet. Why aren't you stopping me? Cerberus is your enemy.
Cerberus is an enemy to all. My calculations indicate that preventing you from completing your current objective will have more of a negative impact than a positive one to our overall goal. You and your team will become vital instruments to the Janus Collective. It is a minor setback, but a necessary one to propel the overall objective forward.
I see. Well, could I ask for your assistance in this then? I'd rather not go into this snatch and grab mission blindly.
Yes. Here's some information you may find helpful about the local rivaling gangs on New Riverton.
Perfect. This will be over before it starts.
Thank you for listening to the Mass Effect Advantum Nightbane Chronicles. Be sure to find and listen to the Mass Effect Advantum Tabletop RPG. Also, join the Mass Effect Advantum Discord for more updates on this audio read, as well as the Tabletop RPG Advantum. Thanks for listening in.